43 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday, 24th day of June. James Timberlake in on the comm with me this morning.
Oh, you switched it up. On the comm.
Always got to switch things up, man.
Never say that.
You know? Got to change things up.
I guess so.
Do you consider yourself a spontaneous type person?
Are you joking? Because if you know me, the answer is a stern no.
I do know you.
Yeah.
So
I suppose you're asking for the audience.
But the people that don't know you don't know that you aren't. Okay.
No.
Not but if they, you know, now, if they listen to you for a while, they're going to probably figure it out that you're not a spontaneous kind of guy.
I will say maybe for small things, I can be spontaneous. Okay. But like I'm not going to take a trip. I'm not going to be like, you know what, Friday I'm going to take a big trip and go to somewhere. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'd rather plan it out.
What happens if I said, hey, James, here's an opportunity to go to Oklahoma, check out the parade.
I mean, if you, I, the
and
first
you
gotta, thing.
And you got to leave on the, and the flight leaves at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, the first thing I would say, if you said that, I'd be like, well, the parade probably, it ended about 5 hours ago, so.
Play with me.
I'm just
here,
going to
okay?
hang out.
Play along, play along, play along. Just say the parade was at 5 o'clock tonight, and I said, James, I got a flight for you. Leaves at 2 o'clock, flies right in, and you can get off and go to the parade.
I'd do that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's somewhat spontaneous.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
So how do you? I'll put you on the spot here, and I know I'm your boss too, but and you consider me spontaneous?
Spontaneous?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
I don't think so.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know me very well.
I mean, you're my boss. So you're like pretty, from a business standpoint, you're pretty planned out.
Okay.
And focused, I would say.
I am. I have spontaneity in many things.
I would say personally, I'm not sure. I don't know you. I don't know you personally enough for spontaneity.
Right. I am.
There you go.
Okay. So if something like, let's go do this, I'm like, yeah, do it.
Okay. What about like buying things? I'm bad about that.
Like, oh, no.
Like on the spot.
No.
I'm bad about that.
It depends what it is, you know.
Yeah.
You know that thing that just grabs you and you go, oh, man, I'm buying this.
I need this rock tumbler.
Yeah, I need this rock tumbler.
Yeah.
I'm buying this. Yes. Yeah. Something else, I got to do a little research. I'm a research guy. Okay. I like to check those things out. So I'm about, you know, depends on how well you know me if you ask other people. But, yeah, I consider myself fairly spontaneous. Anyway, enough of that. Enough about you and I on that.
Where did that come from? Is that part of the thing?
Yeah. 50%.
Okay.
You'll be 50% happy in your life if you're spontaneous.
I don't believe it. 50%
happier. 50% happier in your life. Be spontaneous.
See, this is why I'm spontaneous, because I go, you say that, and I'm like, well, what if it doesn't go well? Whatever I'm being spontaneous about.
What's the worst thing that can happen? You ever ask yourself when you're wanting about right to be spontaneous?
How about that?
Then it doesn't matter then, does it?
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway, that's on that one. All right. Today, hey, Mick Fleetwood, Fleetwood Mac, he's the drummer, co-founder, 78 today. Mick Fleetwood.
Mm-hmm.
14-
Fleetwood Mick.
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac. 1497, the first recorded sighting of North America by a European took place when explorer John Cabot, on a voyage for England, spotted land.
Hmm.
Probably in present-day Canada. He claimed the piece of land for England, which is now Newfoundland.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He went by and he was like, what's that?
All right. I'm going to claim that. 1951, the first color television broadcast, CBS, premiered from New York City through stations in Washington, D.C., sales of color TV sets caught up with those old black and white sets around 1970.
Really?
Yeah.
That takes long. That's longer than I would have thought.
It is longer than I would have thought.
It probably would have been expensive, though.
Today is celebration of the senses day.
Sure.
All right. I like it.
The five senses. Bob, go ahead. Taste, touch, smell, Hearing. What's the last one? Feel? I said touch. Taste, touch. Hear. Oh, sight.
Sight. Yeah. Jeez, how could we forget that one?
I'm literally using most important. Probably the most.
The most. The best one. Celebration of the senses. So celebrate them today.
Yeah.
Cream tea day. Okay, I've had that.
Okay.
All right.
Creamy. I'll avoid my taste sense with that one. I'll be honest with you.
How about creamy pralines day? Now, if that's ice cream, I'm all over it.
I don't know what that is.
Pralines.
I don't. Yeah.
That's a little caramely type thing. It's got a little crunch in there. This is creamy pralines. So.
I've never seen this
in my life.
All
right, I'll get you some so you can try it out. You know, I just got to bring you along here, James.
I guess, yeah. I don't know what this. I've never seen this before.
Okay. Food truck day.
Looks good. Okay. Oh, we got a couple around here.
We got some. Yeah,
honestly, over the last 10 years, I would say, Sheridan's kind of turned into a little food truck haven.
Yeah, got some food trucks going on. Hey, Museum Comes to Life Day. That's apropos. Museum of the Bighorns were just on Public Pulse yesterday.
Yeah.
Carrie and Chip do such a great job. If you have not seen the museum, check it out. Mm-hmm. Downtown, Old Woolworth Building. Just had a meeting with Carrie yesterday. A lot going on, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff down there. Check it out, Museum of the Bighorns. It's open. Please, it says, please take my children to work day.
Please take my children to work day.
Yeah. Swim a lap. You swim, don't you?
No, I would.
Okay.
I'm not a chlorinate, like a chlorine guy. So like getting into chlorinated pools, bothers me.
I agree with you. I'm not a go swimming kind of guy. My swimming days were Yellowstone River.
Yeah. Granted.
So, yeah.
Probably. No.
Yeah, the chlorine thing just grosses me out.
Well, and it just, you know, you can kind of feel it.
I know.
When you get out.
Exactly. I agree with you. But I'm not downplaying it.
No, you know? Of course. We got too many people peeing in the pool now, you know? Got to have it in there.
You got to have it in there. All right. Let's move on. Take your dog to work day. Hey.
Sure. Hey.
All right.
There are a couple people that could do that up here and have done that. To much happiness.
Right. It's great for the office.
It is. I mean, honestly, we should.
It just calms everybody down all the time.
Hey, Bob, you know, I've been meaning to pitch this to you.
Oh, you have been?
We just need to have an office dog.
We're going to do this on the air. Huh?
Need to have an office dog.
Somebody has
a dog.
Somebody's got to be responsible for taking it home at night.
Well, that's the thing.
Can't
somebody
leave it.
So it's their personal dog.
Okay,
but they just bring it in every day, and it's the office dog.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Or maybe how about we start out with designated dog day?
Yeah.
Ooh, dog day. Oh, like that.
Wait, so designated dog day of every week.
It's a dog day.
That's a good idea.
And then the various people who have dogs up here can bring their dog to work day.
Well, I would say yes to that, but we also don't know how good those dogs would be around the other dogs.
Different days.
Oh, well, all that's right. Just every day then. So you're just like five
right.
days a week.
So virtually every day. Well, it would be every day.
I see
the number
you're saying.
Of people that have dogs up here. Okay.
It's a good idea.
Julie could bring her dogs, and that would encompass.
Every day of the week.
That would encompass 2 weeks.
Yeah. No problem.
So, yeah. Between Julie and Jill,
it's just
we'd cover a massive 2 week period of time.
Just be,
yes.
It'd just be Julie's
week, yes. She'd bring a dog every day. Okay. She's upstairs. We're giving her grief.
I can get behind that, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll talk about that. Okay. Mega Millions now at $326 million. Tonight, James, go get a ticket.
I'll think about it.
All right. So, you can't win if you don't.
I know. Play. That's literally how the lottery gets you. They're like, hey, guess what? You can't win if you don't play. And guess what? You still probably more than likely won't win, even if you do play.
All right. So, you don't drink coffee?
No, not really. Rarely.
No.
I have like mixed coffee drinks.
Okay. Well, they say they have a study found that coffee stimulates the human body's brown fat. A heat-generating form of fat that literally burns calories in a process, thermogenesis.
Hmm.
So you're actually, if you're drinking coffee, you're actually burning more calories.
Yeah. Who wrote this? Who funded this? Coffee.com?
I know, right?
Come on.
University of Nottingham, British study.
Nottingham.
The British thing.
Yep. I know where that is. Nottingham.
Okay. This happens all the time. Tourist visiting a gallery in Florence, Italy, damaged an 18th century painting while attempting to take a selfie. Man was enjoying
the
exhibition, Florence and Europe, Arts of the 18th Century, when he decided to mimic the pose of the Grand Prince of Tuscany. So while trying to strike the pose, he lost his balance, stumbled backwards, fell against the artwork, and boom, hits the ground. They prosecuted him.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Hey, did you see this where the Florida Panthers?
Yeah.
They chipped the top of the Stanley Cup.
So, just so you know, it happens more than you'd think.
I'm sure it does.
The Stanley Cup has kind of become the ship of Theseus at this point, where is it really even the Stanley Cup anymore because it's been so
banged
fixed
around
and repaired and everything like that. Happens every. I mean, they're hockey players, man. They're not known for their.
Well, you're excited. You know, they're throwing a trophy around. You know, something's going to happen.
They're not known for their civility in terms of celebrations.
I personally believe the trophies you see are just replicas.
Well, the Stanley Cup, there are, I think, a bunch of replicas.
There's a bunch of them, right?
That they.
Well, they cracked the top of it.
Yeah, you know, it's their cup. They can do
their
cup
now.
Right now.
That's right. Do they hand that cup off to the next team then next year?
They have. So there's, I think there's the one main cup that is the one that's celebrated during like the on-ice celebration and everything like that.
Gotcha.
And then there are the duplicates that I think are given out to the teams that are able that they're able to keep and whatnot. Okay. I think that works. Because they're not making a new one every year, obviously.
It's a hot day. Say it's 100 degrees. You go. I mean, I'm going to take a cold shower. As the temperatures rise, many of us look for ways to cool down. Cold shower might seem like the perfect solution. However, studies prove it may not.
I'm not
be
a
good
cold shower person.
Cooling off your body. So our bodies function best at 98.6.
Right.
So when we start to overheat, the brain kicks in, signaling blood vessels and muscles to activate the cooling mechanisms.
Sweat.
Right. Just sweat. And, you know, you're. Sweating actually accounts only for about 22% of your heat loss, and radiation, which helps release approximately 60% of body heat into the environment. Wow, I didn't know that.
Interesting.
I know, it isn't. But they say, while a cold shower might feel soothing, it actually, you'll hold more heat in your body rather than expel it.
That makes sense.
And here's the reason being. When you immerse yourself in cold water, your blood vessels near the skin, what do they
tighten
do?
Up.
They constrict. Reducing the blood flow to the surface.
Yeah.
This reaction tricks your body into thinking it needs to conserve heat instead of releasing it.
That makes sense. You know what the play is? Just get out of the shower and then stand in front of a fan. Because then the water is going to be cold on you, and then it'll be really cool off quickly.
So there you go.
I've never been a cold shower person. I know there's some like health benefits to it, but man, I love my hot water shower too much. I can't do the cold water stuff. I never will be able to.
The city of Sheridan can thank James for water consumption.
Well, no,
because
I'll do hot water, but here's the thing. I wash all of my clothes in cold water. So I'm helping you out there. I'm you know, they're counteracting each other.
All right. Okay. Trivia. 3 in 10 of us say we know how to use all of the features on a TV remote.
3 in 10 of us?
Yeah. Do you know how to use all the functions on your TV remote? I never even really look at them.
No, probably not. Here's
probably
the thing.
Not.
They don't need all of the features on a TV
remote. Right, I agree. Okay, James, you might... I'm going to save that one. U.S. airlines make $7.2 billion a year on what?
Ooh, on-flight drinks.
That's a pretty good guess. Baggage fees.
Yeah, that also makes sense. That's free money for them, essentially.
Oh. 60% of bridesmaids hate their dresses.
Okay. I mean, it's not really their choice, right?
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I guess that makes sense.
Now, James, some people might think this is acceptable to do at work, but 84% of your coworkers don't think this is acceptable. What is it?
84%. I don't know. I have no idea.
Trimming your nails.
Yeah, that's the right answer. 84%.
I can't believe it's not even higher
than
that.
You know what's crazy? I know you do that too.
Not in front of people.
No, you're right. You do it at the office, though. I know that. Because I hear it sometimes. I'm like, oh, there goes Bob. So he's hammering
so
away.
So I'm going to have to shut my door?
He's got the jackhammer door? He's nailing it.
Front of people, James. That's gross.
It's an unmistakable sound, though, Bob. Just
okay,
so you
well,
know.
Now I'm really going to be really super subconscious about it. So for you, so you don't hear it anymore.
What
okay?
if I was part of the 84% there, Bob? You ever think of that?
Oh, man, that's just nasty.
Everybody knows. Everybody's watching.
Everybody's watching.
And everybody knows.
And we're working for the weekend, James. It's going to be a great week of weather. James got Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Everyone's wonderful.